This will be my third year participating. I was selected into the History Makers 4 years ago, and so each of the past 3 years, there's been about 450 to 500 across the country who elect to go into a school, preferably back to your old high school, and just do a free presentation to encourage and motivate young people to basically do their best and be their best.
And tell us how important you think programs like this are.
Oh, it's vital. It's vital. Many of us do it year-round, and I know I'm pleased to be able to do it in my hometown here as a part of the History Makers, because having been an educator and retired teacher from 1960 until I retired in 1998, I know that a direct contact with people who are trying to do something positive with their life and time makes a big difference in the lives of young people as they're struggling to identify what they are, who they are, and what they're going to do with the talents that they have. And just that personal interaction and ability to look in the eyes and talk and answer questions honestly about things that they may have about their own direction is very important. And sometimes it can make the difference in the direction of a young person just by being able to have that personal contact.
Do you believe that the need is more important than ever, or has that been a constant need for kids coming up through the education system?
Well, it's a constant need, because one thing is it's a wonderful educational structure to be able to interact with people who are doing things and out into the world, experiencing the world and making contributions. It's always good, but it's vital right now with the educational reforms that are going on around the country, the gaps in learning and gaps in opportunities. It's vital, and just the fervor that's on the streets right now in terms of social difficulties and violence and all the things that's going on in the justice system. It is vital that we find a way to find a time to make that direct and personal contact, to try to just encourage our young people to look inside themselves, find what they're good at, and then develop that and turn it into a life and a career.
What kind of response have you gotten in years past from students who take part in this?
I've gotten great response, and not only from my opportunity to interact with young people in various educational learning, but just many of my colleagues and friends around the country and those colleagues and friends outside the country. We just make this kind of way of finding teachable moments a part of our everyday lives, and it's been such a rewarding experience for me is that I have always kept that as a part of my my service to the community. Beside whatever assignments I had as a teacher, both at the public schools and university levels, I also have always, at least since the mid-60s, also found ways or sought out ways or was receptive to the opportunity to go into and make those direct contact with young learners.
And is there anything special that you're going to focus on tomorrow as you talk to students?
Well, yeah, I am, and there's an overall theme that the History Makers encourage us to do, and that's about commit. I try to encourage students to make a commitment to developing themselves, make a commitment to service to others, make a commitment to explore how to utilize their skills and abilities to advance as far as they can educationally, academically, and socially. But this is always a part of my concern when I work and teach, whether it's through art or just in the direct contact with just encouraging students to learn. It's important, and the students respond. For one thing, they know within the first 5 or 6 sections of the interaction if you're sincere and if you are really concerned or whether it's just a task. But they're very, very astute, and they're very interested in those who really sincerely are concerned with them and their development.
Sir, I don't have any other questions. I really want to thank you for doing this on such short notice.
No problem. My pleasure, and thank you for asking.